Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Son with whom you love, the son that you waited for, and sacrifice him to me. sit on this side of the story, so we know what happens, don't we? But actually, can you imagine how Abraham would have felt? God, of course, provides a ram instead of Isaac, a foreshadowing of Jesus himself, the son that God would send for everyone. But Abraham is tested and is not found wanting. He passes. Then we've got Simon Peter, one that says, I'm all in. Lord, I'm ready to go to prison with you and to death, he says another time. But when Jesus is arrested before he is crucified, Simon Peter fails the test. He denies Jesus three times. We know this, don't we? We know this story. Denies Jesus three times, and then we hear the cock crow, the rooster crow. Jesus turns to look at him, and Peter realizes what's happened. Two people, one test, one stands strong, the other crumbles. See, all in isn't just a phrase from poker, it's a life-altering decision, isn't it? It's not just about people like me in church leadership or even about Sunday morning services. All in is about giving Jesus everything. Turning the whole of your life over. I'm all in, even when the road is tough. I chose these readers because this weekend is Generosity Weekend, and I'm supposed to be talking to you about what we give in terms of our service and our money. And we will do a bit of that later on. But as I sat down to read the readers I'd chosen for that purpose, I felt God's Spirit whisper to me. Instead of doing what I'm supposed to do, I'm asking the question, are you all in? Are you all in with Jesus and what he's doing here in Bedhampton? Have you seen what he's doing here in Bedhampton? Are you all in for yourself? Are you all in with Bedhampton? Not just in the good times, but when no doubt the rubber meets the road later on as we hit bumps. Susie and I have been doing some reflecting on this type of thing over the last 3 months or so. And I can tell you, we're all in. We're all in, Susie and I, with Jesus. We're all in with Bedhampton. We're all in with what God is doing here and what he will do in the future. Which again leads me to ask, are you all in? Not because I'm a church leader and you feel part of the congregation, but because we are one community all in together. Some of you will be like Abraham and go, yes, I'm all in. I'm all in, even when it gets tough, I'm all in. I've shown that in the past, mates. Some of you, though, will be really honest. I feel a little bit more like Simon Peter. I'd love to be all in, Max, but actually, when it's got tough in the past, I've walked away. I've turned away from God. I'm barely holding in there now. But of course, many of you know that's not how Simon Peter's story ends. He meets the risen Jesus after that Easter morning, and he meets him, and Jesus walks with him, and Jesus forgives him three times for the three times that Peter denied Jesus. And there's a story that actually Simon Peter ended up dying in Rome, crucified. Not in the Bible, it's a church history story. But he didn't die crucified as Jesus died. He died, he requested to be crucified upside down because he didn't feel that he would want to die the same way as his Lord. He didn't feel that he deserved that. Simon Peter, despite the bumps in the road, ended life all in. And the truth is, whether you are Simon Peter or whether you're an Abraham, You can't do it in your power. We can't be all in our own power. We have to depend upon the Holy Spirit. And when we do that, we can be all in. We can say, despite my past, despite what I've done, despite where I've been, despite how I've crumbled at times, I'm all in. And we can do that in the future when things happen that we don't want to respond to in a way that we do. And we can cry out to Jesus and say, forgive me, Jesus. I'm all in. You can declare it today. You can declare it tomorrow. So I'll ask you one more time. Are you all in? Take a moment just to ponder that for ourselves. Jesus, forgive us. We are sinful people who are loved by you. May we know your Spirit in us and around us as we declare we are all in. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.